Welcome to the Bible Way Outreach Church Sunday Morning Podcast. This podcast is a recap of our Sunday morning service. But first, a quick reminder. Each and every Sunday morning, we have minister and discipleship classes from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. The coffee is free, but the learning is priceless. Come out and deepen your knowledge of spiritual things. This morning service topic is There Is No Expiration Date on The Voice of Faith by our Bishop Jack Barnett. The main scriptures for the text were Mark 11:22 through 23, 1 John 5:14 and 15, Hebrews 10:38, and Hebrews 10:23. The main focus of this message is number one, believe the word, speak the word, stand on the word, believing in your heart and having complete faith in God. Number two, hold fast to your confession of faith. Hold fast to your testimony. Number three, speak life over ourselves and our loved ones. Number four, faith is a way of life, but when you stand on faith, watch out for the devil's attacks. Number five, walk by faith, not by sight, and live by God's word. Now, let us join our service, which is already in progress, entitled, There Is No Expiration Date on the Voice of Faith.
The key is, we got to believe what we say. That's the key. Amen? Having faith in God. Now, we have read this scripture over and over again, but it means something because God is saying something. Period. Let's go to Mark 11, 22. All of us is going through something. So we got to stand and see, God is speaking to us for us to stand on this word and believe this word. Period. And it comes from the heart, not your head. Mark 11:22, and Jesus answered and said unto them, he said, have faith in God. And that's the key. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Not the circumstances, not the situation. Have faith in God. So when you speak the word of God, have faith in God that it's already done. And we just continue to give him the praise, to continue to give him the glory. Amen? Period. When sickness and disease pop up, we got to stand. And we got to stand firm. Amen? We got to walk by faith and not by sight. That's why it's so important when you heal and deliver is to pray for each other right now. Right now. Keep all of us in prayer. Pray that God is delivering you right now. Amen. And that's my prayer. When I pray over you, I pray that you heal and deliver right now. Not tomorrow. Right now. Every day. And you cannot stop. It has to be every day. And I do it every day. Every day. She's healed. He's healed. Delivered and set free. In the name of Jesus. And give God the praise. Have faith in God. Have faith. Everybody read that. And Jesus. Period. Not in the circumstances. Not in the situation. But in God. In the word. Let's go to 23. Now, before we read this, this is to you. This is saying something to you. This is what we have to do. And we got to believe it before you even say it. You got to believe it before you even say it. You got to believe it before you even say it. And when you say it, you got to say it with the belief that it's already done. That it's already done right now. And after we have said it, we continue to give God the praise, give God the glory, and give God the honor each and every day. When we go to the hospital, we go wherever, the bottom line, Lord, we give you the praise because he's healed in Jesus' name. You see, because you already done said it. Amen? He's already done said it. You cannot change your testimony when you see it. I don't care. You can't be moved by what you see. Amen? And that's how the devil gets us, being moved by what we see. Lord, what are you doing? He's already done it. Don't change your testimony. Don't change your confession. Hold fast to your confession. Amen? Let us not be weary in well-doing. Because in due season, you shall weep if you faint not. Amen? Period. You cannot move by what you see. And that's what we do. We be moved by what we see. And you lose it. Let's read this. Stop. Stop right there. Hold it now. He said, whosoever. He's talking about you. Whosoever is you. Whosoever. And the mountain is any situation that you have. That mountain is any situation that you have. That mountain is any situation that you have. If you got a financial problem, it's talking to you. If you got a healing problem, somebody's sick, it's talking to you. If you need a house, it's talking to you. If you need finances, it's talking to you. In other words, that scripture is talking to you. But before you read this, you got to believe this before you even read this, before you even said this. Amen? Come on now, son. We got to start believing it. And that's when God will act on our behalf, when we stand strong in faith. Amen? And we read this with the authority of God. Period. And it will happen now. See, if we start believing things now, it's going to happen now. We got to move by faith. And faith is now. Now faith. Right now. I'm going to live and not die. And that's how you speak. He going to live and not die. In the name of Jesus. He going to live and not die. In the name of Jesus. And you got to continue to say it. And say it. And say it. And say it. And God will hasten to perform it. Amen. Period. But you got to say it. But you got to say it with authority. And believe it. Now, back this thing up. Everybody read this nice and loud. Faith coming by hearing. Now, for verily I say that be thy and but in other words, you got to do the same. Not God, you do. It's on you. What are you saying? What are you saying for a situation? I don't care what situation is taking place. Speak to it. Speak faith to it. Speak the word to it. Speak to it. Whatever situation is. And see, it don't really matter what the type of situation. God said, speak to it. Speak to the situation. Speak to what? Speak to it with the word of God. Let's go to 1 John 5 and read. See, the thing is, we read this, but do we believe what we read? He said, now this is the confidence, and this is the confidence, and this is the confidence. And that word confidence, this is the trust. This is the faith. 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 This is the confidence. This is the trust and the faith that we have in him, that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will is his word. His will is his word. His will is his word. This is the confidence. This is the trust. This is the faith that we have in him. That if we asked anything, didn't tell you to beg, didn't tell you to moan, he said asked. Ain't no crying, ain't no moaning. He said asked. Period. Let's do exactly what the scripture says, asked. This is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. In other words, if it's not according to his will, he's not going to hear you. It has to be according to his will, and his will is his word. His will is his word. So you ask anything according to his will, he's going to hear you, period. So again, you don't have to say, now, Lord, do you hear me? Yeah, he hear you. Just tell him what you want. Amen? And believe it. He hear you. And you ain't got to ask him but one time. I know people been telling you, you got to ask him over and over. No, you do not. You ask him one time. He can hear you, and then you're thinking. And then you praise him and you stand on it and don't be moved by what you see. Don't be. And that's why it's so important. And I want you to hear me. That's why it's so important for you build up your most holy faith praying in the Holy Spirit. See, because when you start praying in the Spirit, it's going to help you stand strong in the midst of temptation, in the midst of trials, in the midst of the storm, that you can stand firm. I mean, without even moving. You can see it. And the doctor says, there's no hope. What do you mean no hope? There's always hope. He's healed already in the name of Jesus. Praise God. The bottom line is, you got to talk God talk. You can't talk worldly talk. Because the doctor don't know. Amen. We know the doctor who made the doctor. He lives in us. Come on, somebody. Amen. So we got to talk it. Amen. We got to talk like he talked. We got to stop allowing the devil to come in and take our relatives out of here. They should live. He should live and not die. But we got to stop this. What we fail to realize. You don't have to have a PhD or a master's or a degree. Just believe. God has invested inside of us himself. I have given you authority over everything. Dominion over everything. It's in you. You are a doctor. You are a lawyer. You are a way maker. Come on, somebody. But we got to use what we have. We got to believe what we have that's real. Amen? You are the doctor. You are the lawyer. You go there. You ain't got to wait 6 months. You the doctor. God said, tell it like a T-I-S. T-I-S. Speak the word. Speak it. And that's the key. It's in you. Pastor, it's in you. It's in you. And you got to believe this. And see, stop leaning to your own understanding. You go there and speak the word. If he sleeps, speak it. Speak the word over his bed. Amen. Amen. And then lay your hands on it. And thank God, because he said, lay your hands on it and they shall recover. In the name of Jesus. And believe it. Do something that just don't make no sense to them. And that's faith. It don't make no sense. But it's faith. Come on, somebody. You understand? See, this is what we miss it. We get to the hospital, we see this, we hear the doctor, and you just go blank. Ain't time to go blank. You go get ready here. Do what God tell you to do. Lay your hands on them. Period. God said it. And his word shall not return to him void. Come on, somebody. He will hasten to perform it. But you got to do something. Everybody said, do something. You got to do something. You got to walk by faith and not by sight. When you're at home, spend time interceding, praying, studying to know him, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Do you know him? Come on, somebody. Amen. Do you know him? Next verse, please. And so we know that. And that word petition means request. See, that petition means request. In other words, it's already done. Because we have requested and asked it. It's done. And see, the thing is, you can't go to the hospital and shake. You can't. We got to stop this. And that's what the devil wants you to do. Shake. You ain't got no time to shake. It's time to stand. Come on, somebody. It's time to stand. And that's what God wants you to stand. Stand and speak the word. Life is in the word. Life, he said, the words that I speak, the words that you speak, they are spirit and they are life. We got to speak life over our loved ones. And you don't even have to be there and speak it. You can be at home and speak it. And we got to do exactly what God is telling us to do. We got to do this. I said we have to do this, especially in the midst of sickness and disease. We got to speak life over ourselves. You see, because all of us are going through something. Devil is steady attacking us. He's attacking our soulish realm. You're not going to be healed. You're not this. You're not. Shut up talking to me. I'm healed already. You're going to die? No, I'm going to live and not die. Hey, come on, somebody. You got to start talking the word back to this devil. You're not going to find a job. I already got a job. I'm the head of Dr. Deal. Hello, somebody. Amen. See, again, God never told us that General Motors, IBM, is the way. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way. You want to get a job? Get with me. I'll show you the way. Hello, somebody. Jesus Christ is the way. Stay connected to him. I'm the vine, you are the branches. Amen. You stay connected to the branch. He said, without me, you can't do nothing. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on. God said, without me, you can't do nothing. You can go through it, but it won't let, until, except the Lord build the house, your labor is in vain. So let him do that. I'm going to follow you, Jesus. Jesus. Mark 11:23. Amen. Let's read. So I'm sorry, let's go to 24. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Amen. Prayer changes things. Prayer will open up a door quicker than a degree. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. If God be for you, who can be? Now, I'm not telling you, ain't, there's nothing wrong with going to college. But don't put college before Jesus. Amen. Faith is always a way of life. Faith is always a way of life. Faith is always a way of life. And when you stand on faith, you're going to be attacked. That devil going to do everything he can to knock you down, to get you off course. He's going to put this on you. He's going to put that on you. And God's going to allow it to. But there is no temptation taking you but such as common to man. But God is faithful. He was faithful. Isn't he faithful? Ain't he faithful, Pastor? Ain't he faithful? Period. He's going to give you the ability to go through it, and he'll make a way for you to escape. What kind of man is it? Come on, somebody. Ain't nothing but Jesus. Huh? So come on, shoot your best shot, baby. Because he ain't going to put nothing on you. Ain't nothing new. Nothing. Because God ain't going to allow it. Come on, somebody. Can't you see it? Can't you see it, Pastor? Well, I saw it already. It's about faith. Period. It's about faith. Just what we talked about this morning. It's about faith. And this is something that believers have not stood on the way we're supposed to. Whenever anyone compromises to keep the word of God in his heart, he will fail. He will fail. If you compromise to keep the word of God in your heart, you're going to fail. See, there is no compromising in the word of God. It's so. It's so. Amen? And it's so. Let's go to 10:38. Hebrews. Now let's read this. Now. You can't draw back. You can't get to the hospital and get to shaking. Period. You get stronger. Lying devil. Come on, somebody. You get up, look, get up tight. What are you doing here? That's my relative here. Amen. My father told me that he going to live and not die. Amen. Come on now. Lord, I give you the praise. I give you the glory. Healing and deliverance and the praise. Come on, somebody. You got the praise. And see, when you start praising in that room, it's going to remove all them yokes on him. That healing verse, you're going to hit him. Come on, somebody. Come on now. Period. You got to be in a hospital with somebody going to agree with you here. You're going to touch it. If you ain't going to agree, just step outside here. We ain't got time for this. Come on now. Before we even get up there, you ain't going to agree, just stay on outside. Now, we ain't got time for this. We don't want no unbelievers in here. We don't have no unbelievers. We got to believe. We got to touch and agree. You can't agree with no unbeliever. God looks at his heart. Let's go to Hebrews 10:23. Let's read that. Let us, the without, for. He said, hold on to it. Hold fast to it. He's faithful, that promise. Hold on to me. If I told you that he's healed, he's healed. He's delivered. And he's set free. By his stripes, he's healed. He's delivered. And he's set free. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I don't care what the doctor says. I know the doctor who made the doctor. He lives in me. He lives in you. And if you change, I gave you that today. If you do exactly what I'm telling you to do, it's going to be a change to take place. It's going to be a change that's take place in you. Period. The word of God, if you stay in the word of God daily, it's going to change you. You're going to walk by faith and not by sight. You're going to start believing things that you have never believed before. Amen? See, you can believe for a new job if you got the faith. First of all, get with God. Ask him. And he'll show you how to get there. And I don't care how many people, I don't care how many applications is in there. God will move you up front. Because if God be for you. Come on, somebody. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? You're not dealing with an ordinary God. You're dealing with a supernatural God, composed of doing supernatural things. And he'll do supernatural things with you if you walk by faith and not by sight. The doors will be open. It has nothing to do with your age. There's no number in heaven. It has nothing to do with time, because ain't no time in heaven. Ain't no time here. Yes, we've been placed in a world of time, but we move by faith. We don't move by time. Oh, come on, somebody. Hello, somebody. Amen. See, the world moved by time. We move by faith. The doctor said, well, you'll be healed 6 months. God said, you heal now. By his scrap, you are healed now, not by no time. No, we move time over. No, we walk by faith. That's, we don't move by time. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Even though we're in a ram of time. But we move by faith. And we move time out. And that's the key that makes us different than them. We don't move by time. We move by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. Come on. Even though we're in the ram of time, God placed us here not to be. Not to be caught up in time, but to move time. By faith. Isn't God good? God is a good God. We know what to do with sickness and disease. We know what to do when we need a new job. We know what to do when we need a blessing from God. He said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall open. Come on, somebody. Come on. Has nothing to do with a denomination. It's nothing to do with what you have on. Nothing to do with none of that stuff. Period. Amen. Ain't no ain'ts. Ain't no can't in the word of God. Nothing, 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 nothing. God wants you to walk by faith and not by sight. But live by his word. Live by his word. It's the word. It's the word.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Way Outreach Full Gospel Church International. We trust that you enjoyed the Word of God. For more information, be sure to check out our website, follow us on Instagram, and like us on Facebook. And if this word was a blessing to you, don't forget to donate to this ministry via our website, www.BibleWayOutreachChurch.org. John 8:31-32 says, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's the word.